USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Secretary of the Treasury Steven Mnuchin and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced new rounds of economic sanctions against Iran in response to the regime's missile attacks on Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. and coalition forces.
The goal of our campaign is to deny the regime the resources to conduct its destructive foreign policy. We want Iran to simply behave like a normal nation. We believe the sanctions that we impose today further that strategic objective.
Iran launched more than two dozen ballistic missiles targeting Iraqi military bases hosting U.S. forces in response to the drone strike that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani last week. Pompeo and Mnuchin said the sanctions would target individuals involved with Iran's construction, manufacturing, textile, and mining sectors, including its largest steel and iron manufacturers. This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Alaska judge ruled that an effort to recall Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy may proceed, a decision that is expected to be appealed. The decision from the bench by Superior Court Judge Eric Arsarth in Anchorage followed arguments in the case that came 2 months after the director of the State Division of Elections rejected a bid to advance the recall effort. Grounds for recall in Alaska are lack of fitness, incompetence, neglect of duties, or corruption. One of the largest suppliers of parts to Boeing's troubled 737 MAX is laying off at least 2,800 workers in the United States. The supplier, Spirit AeroSystems, said it may also have to cut more workers if production of the grounded jet does not resume soon. Boeing's 737 MAX jets in airline fleets around the world have been grounded since March following the second crash of the airplane in less than 6 months. Those two crashes killed 346 passengers and crew. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The state of Oklahoma will receive $8.75 million from two pharmaceutical companies in a deal announced that will end the legal action the state was considering against those opioid manufacturers. Oklahoma Attorney General Mike Hunter announced the agreement with Endo Pharmaceuticals and Far Pharmaceutical, Inc., both subsidiaries of Dublin-based Endo International. Without the agreement, Hunter said he planned to file suit against the company, alleging it violated state law by deceptively marketing opioid pain medications in a way that understated the high risk of addiction. The company denied allegations and admitted no wrongdoing as part of the agreement. After a trial last summer, an Oklahoma judge ordered drug maker Johnson & Johnson to pay the state $465 million to address the state's opioid crisis. The state also reached pretrial settlements totaling $355 million with two other drug makers, OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and Israeli-owned Teva Pharmaceuticals. The music world has lost another superstar, as the drummer of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart, has died after fighting a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 67. Peart joined Rush in 1974, and his style has served as the main inspiration for generations of drummers in rock, metal, and many other genres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.